Hello?
Hi, my name is Kay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Darius Thomas. Ma'am, I'm so lost right now. I had been filing for unemployment, and I guess it was going through. I had sent the information in where I needed to send in, but then I was sick Sunday and didn't manage to call Sunday to call in. And probably like Wednesday, the letter in the mail said they terminated my unemployment. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. I haven't even received a payment anyway. I've been off 2 months.
I'd be happy to help you with that. May I have your Social Security number, please?
422-29-5720.
And what's your name?
Darius Hawthorne Thomas.
And verify your license number for me, please.
786-6079.
And your mother's maiden name?
Wanda Thomas.
And your date of birth?
3388.
So I don't show that you have an active claim, so you would need to file a claim. Are you still unemployed?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can file an application for you. Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, ma'am. So it didn't show that I filed at all?
I don't have any other information. The only thing it tells me that you do not have an active claim, and you can file an initial claim.
So that means they must have just terminated the other day when they sent me this. They sent me this letter. It said notice of the termination.
So this is a department that files applications for individuals that are unemployed. Other than that, I cannot assist you. You will have to talk to the inquiry department.
Well, I need to file then again.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you file. I just need you to answer the questions on the application.
Yeah.
Is English your preferred language?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
No.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am, I understand all this.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
In the last 18 months? No. Worked for the federal government? No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Say that again, ma'am.
Have you worked with a company overseas and your job was affected?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And what's your full name again, please?
Darius Thomas, D-A-R-R-I-U-S. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am. I just filed on...
These are questions on the application.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And what's your email address, please?
D-E-E-88. Thomas at yahoo.com.
And what's the best contact phone number for you?
205-760-8406.
Okay. So this system will verify information more than one time. And the purpose of that is just to make sure that we have the right person and the correct information. So verify your date of birth again, please.
3388.
And your mother's maiden name?
Wanda Thomas.
Was your driver's license issued by the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and verify that license number again for me, please.
86-6079.
Okay, thank you. Are you white, black, or Asian?
I'm black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade. And some college, so yeah, 12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And what's your physical address, please?
1112 Macmillan, which is MCMILLON Avenue, Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama, 35211.
Where you live and where you receive your mail, is it the same address?
Yes, ma'am.
So we have your address as 1112 Macmillan Avenue Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
35211, is that correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. You still here?
I'm verifying some information. I'll be right with you.
Yes, ma'am.
And on the last job that you worked, what was your job title?
White cap.
Yeah, it's called White Cow.
What did you do?
I would drive forklifts.
Okay. And is that the kind of work you're looking for?
Yes, ma'am. Warehouse, something like that.
Okay. Are you a part of a union hiring hall that helps you to find work?
No, ma'am. I just be looking on Indeed.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. I had got laid off. No, they didn't give me no. They didn't give me no date of return. They just said they were doing company cuts.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal training occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Open. Probably 16.
It's no wrong or right answer. It's what you're willing to accept. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am.
Vice president, president, operating a business?
No, ma'am.
Own a business?
Mm-mm.
Work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Solely working on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
applying for or receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st and March 31st of 2024?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a state debit card?
State debit card.
And who was your last employer?
Whitecap.
And a phone number for them, please.
Wait a minute. I'm going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. And what city were you working in?
Birmingham, Alabama. Let me get his number too.
And when did you start working for them?
April of 2018.
And what was your last day to work?
I got laid off April the 30th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was asking you about, because I had already had child unemployment. But obviously, they just sent me a letter, so.
And I just need that phone number, please.
Okay. Area code 470-736-1446. Again, it's area code 470-736-1446.
Okay, thank you. And why are you no longer working there? You said they were restructuring.
Yes, ma'am. And I filed unemployment of May 5th.
So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Ma'am.
So do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. From whom did you purchase the property at 5573 Burley Low Circle? Are you familiar with that address?
Uh-uh. Who is this? Who is this? What address is this again?
This is just to verify who you are. It's not saying that you lived in these places. It's to verify your answers, if they're true or correct. Yeah. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1441 Monroe Avenue, Southwest. 1520. There?
1441 Monroe Avenue.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1717 Pearson Avenue, Southwest. 241 County Road 85, 33 Raptor Way, 3307 High Ridge Court. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with none of those addresses.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? All of them have a 205 area code, and all of them began with 202. So the last four numbers are 2196, 3818, 7169, 7180. Or I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
I have never been associated.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived on or used as your address? North 46th Place North, Rosebud Road, East Bonner Terrace West, Southwest Hillman Drive Southwest, all of the above.
All of the above.
Three statements are directed to you. The first statement, I hereby file an internet claim, that's what we're doing now, for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I certify on the penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree? I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claimant Benefits Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. You can file your weekly certification either online in the Claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or call 1-800-752-7389. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Certifications cannot be made on a Saturday. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet on our website under that same title.
Quick question.
I think so you need to allow me to complete this, otherwise it's going to drop your call and you'll have to start over. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss her findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Okay, and Mr. Thomas, what's your question?
Okay, so I posed a file on Fridays, not Sundays.
You have from Sunday through Friday. Friday is the cutoff time at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So I have a 9-digit transaction number for you, and that's like a confirmation number. The number is 489.
Wait a minute. 489.
423.
423.
605.
Okay, I have another question.
And I'm going to give you your PIN number just in case we get cut off, and you can call back and ask any other questions you want answered. So your 4-digit PIN number to do your weekly certification is 1218.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And how can I help you?
Okay, so when we had first got on the phone, it was a number that you was about to give me, pertaining if I needed to find out some more information. Okay, so is there a way I could contact them to see about what happened in the meantime from May 5th to the 29th when they just sent this letter?
The number you would call is the inquiry department, and the number is 1-800-361-4524. And they receive calls Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. You can't call before 5 p.m.
Okay, so at 5 o'clock I need to be calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a good day. Bye now.
You too, ma'am.